W4WOZ, the Henderson RegNet down on the 790 machine. They're looking for contacts. If you'd like to make a contact, go down there and tell them. W4WOZ.
4HDX, can somebody give me a radio check tonight, please? Thank you.
KI4LCG.
QCQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX or Net Control. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX or Net Control. Heard, we will move on to the pre-net check-ins. And we have W2AMD. That's Andrew in Simpsonville. K4XMR, that's Male in Prosperity. And KG4PFI, that's Don in Piedmont. And he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ. And then we have KA4ACL, that's Miss Ashley in Simpsonville. KA3JCA, that's Richard. And KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally. And they also bring along the K3DOV Upstate Amateur Radio Club. We'll finish here, or go on here with KM4JWP, that's KF4RVH. That's James in Greenville, and KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville, N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville, KN4RJN, that's John up in Brown Summit, KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville, and then KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley. And then we have W2MJB, that's Mark in Simpsonville. And he brings along Miss Wendy, KN4HTP. And we have K4AFT, that's Michael in Central. We have KD2BNG, that's Glenn in Great Court. And then we have W4CTW, that's Tyler in Taylors. And then we have KO4RAX, that's Jim in Dacusville. And then we have K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. And AA1RD, that's Bob in Piedmont. Quite a list there this evening. I'm trying to rush the day already. But that was 24 pre-net check-ins, including myself. So that was a good list. And take a pause here to let the repeater drop for just a second. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. And I'm asking, since I'm still new at this, to kind of give me a chance and slow down just a little bit. You're more familiar with your call than I am. So tonight being Sunday night, we will begin with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in. Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4HKX. So good to hear you tonight. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel in Taylor's, and I'll just be on the side listening tonight.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Net control, please copy Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel. That's K9OH. Name is Billy. Also, please check in my wife, Miss Nancy. Kilo November 4, Delta, Bravo, Quebec. We're both in Anderson this evening. 73, you all on the net.
Just a second. Billy, can you give me your wife's call one more time, please, sir?
Sure thing, no problem. Her call is Kilo November 4, Delta, Bravo, Quebec. DBQ.
HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel. Excuse me. KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Again. Kilo Quebec 4, Delta Whiskey Delta. I'm in Lyman, and this is Elisha, and I will be negative and negative.
Sorry about that. Long pause there. We'll go back and recognize what we had, and we'll start off tonight with our net control manager, and that is Dave W4DJW, and he is in Greer. And then we have KI4DTY. That's Mr. Daniel down there in Taylor's. And good to hear you tonight, Daniel. And then we have KK4DMW. That is Rick. And we have KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And then we have their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. And then we have KM4BLH, that's Kurt in Greenville, and KQ4DWD, that's Mr. Elijah, and good to hear you tonight, Elijah. It's the first time you've checked in with me, and he is Lyman, in Lyman. And then we have K9OH, that is Billy in Anderson, and in KN4DBQ, did I get that right, Billy? We'll move on here. Anyone else, Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX or Net Control. Pause. I think we got them all on the first try. And if I miss somebody, please let me know. But we'll move on up to now to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC, Warren, and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
4HKX, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kettler, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
We'll recognize this group here. That's KN4HHC, that's Warren and Taylor's. And then we have KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry up here in Candler, North Carolina, and good to hear you tonight, Harry. Anyone else, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HX or Net Control.
Coming good calling the net tonight, sir. Appreciate you calling it for us tonight. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. The location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments tonight, Patrick. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
Recognize AK4HR. That is Mike in Simpsonville. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir. Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Anyone else? Echo through hotel. Echo through hotel. Please call KO4HKX or net control. We'll take that long pause as we got them all. So we'll move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX or net control.
HKX. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. Now, I'm James Patrick up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Where I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
For HKX, November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello, I'll be negative and negative.
HKX, Kilo, India, 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
For HKX, please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone out there, have a good night. 73. Paul's here to recognize the ones we have. And that is KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up there in Tuxedo. Good to hear you tonight, James. Then we have N4JBM. That's Mr. Jerry up there in Campobello. And good to hear you tonight, Jerry. And then we have Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, and he makes his home in Table Rock. And then we have Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make their home in Greer. And good to hear y'all tonight. And anyone else, India through Lima, India through Lima, please call KO4HKX or net control. With that long pause, we'll take that as we've got everybody on that path. So we'll move on up to Mike DuPopal. Mike DuPopal, please call KO4HKX or net control.
In Kilo Foxtrot, X-ray Yankee David, and my wife Marie, Alpha Foxtrot 4. Sierra X-ray. We're in southern Greenville County, Honeypath. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
David, I'm sorry, but can you do that one more time? I bumped my mouse and messed me up there.
It's KF4NXY David. And Marie is Alpha Foxtrot 4 Sierra X-ray.
I bumped my mouse and it messed me up. But we'll recognize Mr. David, KF4NXY, and they make the home in Honeypath. He brings along Miss Marie, AF4SX. And good to hear y'all tonight, David. Look forward to talking to you in the morning. Anyone else, Mike DuPopal, Mike DuPopal, please call KO4HKX or net control.
For HKX, but Kilo Oscar 4, November, Uniform Echo, KO4NUE, F2F6. Thank you for calling the net, Patrick. Have a good night, sir.
KS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 November Hotel KO4NNH.
My name is Fred. I'm all down here in Piedmont tonight. 72 to you, Patrick. All of that be negative, negative.
Before 8KX, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
So we'll recognize this group here, and that is KO4NUE. That is Chad, and he is home in Campobello, or are you at the deer camp tonight?
Campobello tonight. Also, please check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. My bad, I'm sorry. She is in Kentucky tonight. She called in telephone relay. I'll be in and out tonight, Patrick.
And I was going to ask you about Anna, and we'll recognize Miss Anna, KO4RYP, and she is up visiting her sister tonight. And then we'll move along to Fred, KO4NNH, and he is in Piedmont tonight. And then we have Lloyd, KO4PXB, and he makes his home in Simpsonville. And good to hear y'all tonight. And anyone else, Mike through Papaw, Mike through Papaw, please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
KO4HKX, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Staten and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. Checking in via Echo Link.
We recognize Mr. Steven. And Steven, sorry about that. I just missed that over there. So we'll recognize KA4PQA. That's Mr. Steven down in Greenwood. And it's good to hear you tonight. And I seen you down there, or I heard you down there at Greenwood yesterday. I recognized the voice. So it was good to go out and meet everybody. So we'll move along tonight now. And one more call, Mike through Papaw, Mike through Papaw. Please call KO4HKX or Net Control. Long pause. We'll take it as we've got everybody for this pass. And we'll move along to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
4HKX. You're doing a fine job tonight. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. I will be negative and negative.
Up right here for a minute and recognize KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris over there in Liberty, and good to hear you tonight, Chris. And I think there was a station before you trying to get in, but all I got was just breaking the squelch. So give it one more try, and we'll see if we can't get you in the log. Okay, well, maybe I'll just... something interfering there, but we'll give it one more try. Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
Recheck Net Control. Net Control, if you don't mind, KO4HKX, if you don't mind my asking, what is your name?
My name is Patrick.
Affirmative. I was just curious, Patrick. I'll turn it back over to you, KA4PQA.
No problem, Steven, and sorry to hold you up there earlier. I've got to get better about that. But we have another EchoLink station that just popped up, so we'll give that a break here and try to get EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta. My name is Larry, and also my wife, Rhonda. Her call is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra. We're both in Easley, and please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
We'll recognize Mr. Larry, KC4SKD, and he brings along his wife, Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS, and they make their home in Easley. And good to hear y'all tonight. Anyone else, Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
That long pause, we'll assume we've got them all for now, and we'll move on up to Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX or net control.
HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located down here in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative, but glad to hear that y'all got home after having Chad behind me on the way down and watching him wander all over the road. I was a little worried about you, but good to see you guys. Glad y'all came down, and hope you enjoyed the Ham Fest. K4XB.
Comment.
I was waiting for it.
I don't know, it's KO4NUE. Well, Tom, if you had the two knuckleheads I had in the vehicle with me, I don't know that you could have kept it under control, so I was doing the best I could do. But it's nice meeting you.
It's K4XB.
That remark now. Chad, be careful with the knucklehead. But, Tom, it was good to meet you and put a face with a call sign and a voice there. So it was good to meet you. We had a lot of fun down there that Saturday. And the trip down and the way back and while we were there, it was a hoot. But good to hear you tonight. So we'll recognize K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy down in Honeypath, and it's good to hear you tonight. So anyone else, Uniform through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4HKX or net control.
Check in Kilo, X-ray 4, Yankee, Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, 73s.
Recognize KX4YM. That is Scott in Greenville, and good to hear you tonight. I hope I got the call right this time. I know I had a mess with it last Sunday. Your call just messed me up, but it's good to get here tonight. So anyone else, Uniform through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4HKX or net control. That long pause will open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX or net control.
4HKX. About that, Patrick. This KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my Pretty Little Bride Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
KX. Your bride is doing well. Just got back from Greenville. Got a did in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling. Good evening to you and your wife. Good evening to your wife.
Falls will recognize KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary. He brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY. And Gary, I got you down there for comment. And we'll recognize Mr. Sid, W4IOE, up here in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Sid, good to hear you tonight. And you had a good net going over there on the 640 machine. So it's good to hear you. Anyone else, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call K. All right, with that long pause, we'll secure, this is KO4HKX now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. Have I missed anyone for check-ins? Alpha Zulu one more time, right quick. We'll call KI4DOS is the first one that I have down for comment. So, Gary, if you're there, go ahead.
4HKX and the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Patrick. Good evening to all on the net. Just wanted to let everybody know that we had a wonderful time down at the Greenwood Ham Fest yesterday. Got to ride down with yourself and Mr. Chad, and We got had a lot of giggles on the way down and on the way back. But had a really good time down there. I got to see a lot of folks that I hadn't seen in a good long while. Got to meet some new folks, which is always good. I really, really enjoy that. And, oh gosh, didn't buy anything, didn't eat anything while I was down there. Saw a bunch of stuff. It was really nice. I hope the folks that had it for sale got it sold. But there was a lot of nice stuff offered there for sale. Let's see, what else? Didn't do anything much after that yesterday. I came home and visited for a little bit, and then after the folks left the house, I sat back in the recliner and went to sleep. And Joy looked at me. She said, you got up early this morning. I said, yeah. And I said, I had to take a little nap so I could catch up. But today, haven't done that much. Got to ride over to Larry, KC4SKD's house, and visit with him and Miss Rhonda for a little bit. Really enjoyed that. Had a wonderful afternoon. And came on back to the house, and me and Joy paid a bite of supper. And that's been about our day over here, Patrick.
I had a blast riding down with you and Chad yesterday. Even though I was in the back seat, I was nowhere near driving, so I won't take any part of that. But I figured I'd stay out from between you and Chad. That way y'all could get at each other on your own. And but I had a good time. I did find a couple things down there that I brought home with me, and making use out of them, and we'll hopefully enjoy them for many more years. But I had fun down there, walking around, talking to everybody, and putting faces with call signs that I hear and on the net at night, but I don't know where everybody's at, so it helps me get oriented and figure out where everybody's coming from. But I had a good time sitting around talking with you and Miss Joy and Chad yesterday after we got back for a little while. That was a good time, and was plenty more laughs to be had there also. But today, went to church this morning, and after that, went and got something to eat, and then we had to go to Sam's. We was going to go yesterday, but just didn't quite make it after that day.
Understand that, and well, you know, me and Chad pick at each other all the time. It's all in fun. I don't guess we've ever gotten mad at each other. I hadn't got mad at him. if I've made him mad, he hadn't let me know about it yet. So we're in good shape there as far as I can tell. Let's see here. Going to Sam's. I don't blame you. I'd have taken a day off from that as well. I went out to earlier this afternoon and got in the car to go off, and I said, it got down to a quarter of a tank, and I normally fill it up when it gets down about that point. So I went to the gas station, and lo and behold, gas prices are going back up again. I don't know what the deal is with this. But, we have to pay for it regardless of what we want to do. If we've got to keep motoring around. I feel sorry for you folks that have all these diesel vehicles with the price of diesel fuel being so much higher than gasoline. Gasoline's high enough, but the diesel fuel's a lot more than that. I do know that. But, we don't have plug-ins for electric cars all over the place yet. And even if we get those, what's that going to do to our power grid, I got my mixed feelings about that as well. They're having rolling brownouts and that sort of thing going on now. But anyway, that's a whole different subject. We won't get onto that too much. But I did have a great time and great fellowship. And look forward to doing it again. I'm hoping that it does not rain come the end of the month so we can have winter field day.
That's the next big outing, and I'm looking forward to that, and just sitting around and actually just spending some time with some people and getting to know them a little better. I know a lot of times we
so out of call sign on here, and we have a quick QSO and this, that, and the other, but there's some things you just don't talk about over the air. So we'll leave it there, and but it's good to get to know everybody, and that's one of the things I like about going to the Ham Fest, and not necessarily looking for anything in particular, just trying to meet people and get out of the house during the wintertime. What else are you going to do? And the way I see it, the more of us that go to these Ham Fests will encourage more people to bring stuff there, so you might find more things that you're looking for. But if we all sit home, what are we going to do?
Well, this this whole COVID thing has knocked everything in the head, so to speak, and the Ham Fest just happened to be one of them to be very susceptible to it. And so I'm hoping things will eventually settle back down and get back to the way it used to be. The Ham Fest aren't as big as they were once were, but, you know, that's to be expected, I guess. You know, everything changes, and the only thing constant is change, so we deal with it the best we can, but, you know, a lot of folks are like you and I that go to meet the folks that we talk to and put a name with a face and a call sign with a face, and that, you know, that makes all the world a difference to me. I really enjoy seeing the folks that I talk to on the air, and it's a lot of fun for me. That's the biggest reason I go to the Ham Fest, Patrick, is to meet the folks and see the folks. Stephen and Miss Jennifer, that's the first time in about 3 years. Ever since COVID hit. Yeah, I got to see a bunch of others, you know, that I hadn't got to see in a while, and got to talk to some folks that used to be pretty regular check-ins, and that kind of slid back a little bit and don't check in on 2 meters as much as they used to. But that's okay, you know, we go in cycles just like everything else. We'll stay interested in it for a while, and our interest will go other places, and we push the radio aside, and then a little bit later we'll say, well, you know, I need to dust the cobwebs off that, and then we'll get involved with this again. So it's all good. It just goes in circles. That's about all I've got over here on this end of town, Patrick. Sound like you got a real good net going tonight. Appreciate you calling it. And look forward to getting with you again one of these days soon. Maybe if they call off Phil, wearing irritate and aggravate Chad a little bit. That's always fun to do. Anyway, I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Tell Miss Elise we said hello, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. 73, Patrick, KO4HKX in the net, KI4DOS.
Good to you too, Gary, and it's good to talk to you tonight. You tell Miss Joy we say hello, and look forward to meeting y'all again and just spending time with you. But we'll move on up here, and we'll throw out one more time for Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX for net control. With that long pause, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Long pause. Take it as I have not missed anybody, and everybody's done what they needed to do. And we will send my net report, and we'll be right back.
You forgot a few more. We'll add it to it there if you get time. Check in November 4, Delta Mike Echo, N4 DME, Paul. And Alpha Alpha 4, Quebec Sierra, that's Donald. We're both in Dakota tonight. And just remember, you have the ones you have, but you don't have, I don't know. But anyway, I'll leave it at that. I thought of something, but I lost my train of thought. But anyway, you never have them kind of days, do you? But anyway, appreciate you calling the net, and hope you had a good day.
Sorry about that, Paul, if I didn't give you time there. But can you give me the other call one more time so I can get it in the log? I'm new at this, and I got to go a little slower, please, sir.
November 4. Delta Mike Echo. That's Norway 4, Denmark, Mexico, Ecuador. Is Paul, that's mine. And then you got Donald, like Donald Duck. You got Alpha 4, Quicksilver. AA4QS, Quicksilver.
Got yours on the first round, so we'll recognize N4DME. And that's Mr. Paul down there in Tacoma, and he brings along with him Donald AA4QS down there on Tacoma also. And it's good to hear y'all tonight. That's the first time y'all checked in with me, and I do appreciate it. And like I said, I'm new at it, so just bear with me. I get better every time, every week when I call it. So, and if nothing else, I'll provide the last for the evening, and we'll move on from there. So if I missed anyone else, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
Good job, so don't worry about it, you know. There's a lot of us been in this hobby for a long time, and I've been doing it for almost 30 years now, and I still mess up, so don't think nothing of it.
Those kind words, sir, and I do appreciate it, and like I said, we'll get better at it, and just, I'm fumbling with this computer for some reason. I just can't get it the way I need it, I guess. But anyway, we'll keep working with it. But anyone else, Alpha 2 Zulu, one last time, please call KO4HKX for Net Control. All right. If I missed anyone else for check-ins or comments, folks, give me just a second. We'll send my next report, and I will be right back. KO4HKX now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3s and good night. And I do appreciate everybody's patience, and I look forward to hearing y'all down the log. 7-3s.
Well, see, I just out of curiosity, where's the winter field day going to be? At Chad's?
Be over at Gene's up on Musk Creek, if you know where that's at. If not, I can see about getting you the information.
FHJ Jeans, if you're talking about that, yeah, I know.
Sure, Jeans call sign, but it's right there at the corner of 290 and 25 where they come together.
W4FHJ Jeans, is that correct?
Roger, Eddie.
I can work things out, I might come over. I'm not writing in stone because the others in the house will have to be in diabetics. I'm going to have to get their approval first. But now that I know about it, and I know where that is, carry on, KI4LZI. That's what I wanted because not a whole lot of winter field day takes place.
Put one together last year, and then the weather kind of done it in. I know it's all dependent on the weather because there's no cover there. But I really look forward to it, and I hope the weather holds off and we get to do it and just get to hang out around the radios and the campfire if there's going to be one, and just have a good time. Look forward to it.
Where FHJ Gene is, I've been there. Was there last summer and prior to that, many years back, was there two or three times. I know where he is. He's there behind Johnny's there. I know where he is. KI4LCI, go ahead and do what you need to do. You answer my question.
Tom, I can help you, Andy. Just let me know. But we'll go ahead and call tonight. I need to get up early in the morning, so it's good to hear you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, Andy.
Still there? Chad,
KI4LZI. LZI, KO4NUE. Go ahead, Andy.
By Thursday afternoon and evening, how did y'all fare over that way?
It was not comfortable, if I can word it that way. Really high winds, two trees down here. Messed up one leg of my dipole. I got it. I mean, it didn't take long to straighten it out, but I got it. Got it straightened up. Just a lot of water. The water I can deal with, but the wind's just... It was enough to, you know, reach out and try to contact all the club members. We was able to make contact. 83% of the club members on the frequency. So that was good, you know. But it was scary.
Have a lot to report here, other than, you know, we got a lot of rain for sure, but I'll listen in on Sky One repeater on 4-7, and they was quite busy right up to the time they called the normal Sky One net, right up there at 7:30 Thursday evening, so they were very busy.
Well, there was one point in time that I lost power here for a couple of minutes. I switched over to battery backup and was able to, you know, do what I needed to do with as far as radios go. But it was not. It was enough to change. How do I word this? Change some procedures as far as the club goes, reaching out to everybody. It made you think. It was not comfortable.
You can probably still do 4-7 fine from over there. Right now, it's running a little weaker than normal because the preamp on the receiver on that repeater. It's kind of acting up on it right now, so it might kind of be at times irritating. He's supposed to be going to replace that at the end of the month when he gets a new preamp. But if any of y'all can get into that still, or any of the others on the one system I know from the deer camp, you shouldn't have any problem getting into any of them, including any of the ones on the one system. It'll be on any of those repeaters, 4-7 or the 1 system machines.
Truthfully, I cannot get into Billy's machine from the camp. It just sits, I guess, where it sits. It's just so low. I really can't do anything with it. So I just have to wait till they link. If they link up, then I'm good to go. But other than that, I can't quite get in it. I can open the squelch, but I just don't have enough terrain or oomph or whatever to actually push a signal through it.
For the past month or two, his preamp on the receiver, that repeater, has been acting up. And sometimes the ones down there, KK4NTIWR8RW, have trouble getting into it. But from your location over here at the deer camp, that 444-350 KN4SWB repeater on Glassy, and there's a number of others back over lower part of this county and Oconee County, and some in Anderson. They got the 14697 machine linked into the one system. And it's down in Anderson on the hospital building. The 147030 gone 123.0 up on Long Mountain. It's linked into the one system. There's many other options. You just got to know about it. When weather gets real severe, like it did that afternoon and evening, they're going to be linked up.
So it's KL4NUE with KL4LZI. So some of the issue is that most of the club is, I guess, so far east of
not everybody is able to hit those machines. And we just don't quite know what we're going to do about that. But we'll just have to see how that plays out, I guess. But for some of the members, it was, you know, I would say eye-opening. But as far as the radio is concerned, it brought some things to light. And, you know, I mean, it just all happened so fast. That's the thing. It was just, I mean, boom, it was here and gone. And then you're having to deal with, you know, trying to check up on everybody, or everybody check up on everybody. And just, like I said, it forces you to learn a little bit and change the way you do things.
Over there where you're at now, your home location, main location, and back up there with that club there, you need to talk with Billy about some of this. You know, the warning system, as you say, doesn't favor y'all back over there very well at all. And his 2-meter machine is, like I say, not hearing as well as it should right now. You need to talk with him about what y'all can do over there when it comes to the Skywarn system about over there. When his 47's up to peak performance, everything's fine, but with that preamp acting up on it, like it's been doing the past month or two, he has to warm the repeater up about 10 or 15 minutes before he has the 730 Skywarn lit, because it don't want to function until it gets good and warm. So you need to talk with him about that, what over there y'all need to, what y'all can do for a backup over there, because all this warning system would help you over here, but over there, 47's the only thing I know about. We'll have to talk with him about that.
Well, there's other options. I'll talk with Vandell about it, but we gotta figure something out. I think we all came to that conclusion the day afterwards. So we'll get it worked out somehow or another. See how it works out. But other than that, you doing all right up your way?
Okay, I know when we had that Thursday, you know, I knew somewhat ahead. Had most of it disconnected. But back over our way, we got a lot more options. And back in the Pickens County and Oconee County that y'all won't have back up there other than that. So y'all gonna have to talk to some people about that. Hopefully he'll get that part. He says he's gonna get that new preamp in here at the end of this month. I hope so, because he needs it on that 47 real bad, real bad. Because it won't hear what the rip unless he keeps it keyed up for about 10 or 15 minutes. And then, after it's warmed up, it does fine. But when it's cold, it don't want to receive very good at all.
It's always something. I mean, it takes a lot to keep the stuff up and running. But I mean, it is what it is. You gotta do what you gotta do, I guess. But other than that, there's not a whole lot going on here. I'm kinda looking forward to this week. Trying to get some radio stuff done with the club and all. And just kinda looking forward to that. But other than that, Andy, it's nice hearing from you. I hope your mom and sister's doing all right. And you be safe. I'm going to clear on out. 73's Andy. I'll talk at you later. It's KO4NUE.
And Billy both about that. Billy probably would be, you know, all this over here, the backups on a dozen between 2-meter and UHF repeaters on the warning system to cover it. But back off up in there, I'm not sure what to tell you. I don't reside up in there, and I'm not aware of any others in 4-7 up that way, so somebody's bound to know something. J-O-4-N-U-E, K-I-4-L-C-I.